The good news is that most patients do want to quit. The U.S. Public Health Service established the 5A's guideline as a systematic approach to smoking cessation. This model has also been used as an approach for dealing with other chronic illnesses in a systematic way. First, assess all patients for their smoking status and motivation to quit. It is recommended to use office systems or staff to be systematic. Next, advise all patients who smoke to quit. We recommend doing this in a patient-centered, motivational interviewing, adherent manner. The third step is to agree on a plan. The patient is the one with the behavior, and they must be a full participant in the plan if it's going to be successful. Do they want to quit? If not, would they like to hear about options that can help or discuss options at a later date? The fourth A is assist. This is where motivational interviewing may come in if a patient has some ambivalence. If a patient is interested in quitting, it is recommended to offer brief or intensive counseling and medications. Providing a menu of options allows the patient to select a plan that works for them. The final A is to arrange follow-up, recognizing that tobacco dependence is a relapsing chronic condition.